Hello, welcome to the Tech Chambers podcast with your host, Godsent Michael. Today we're going to be talking about a topic which I believe is very important to everyone looking to find a footing in the tech space. Today's topic is starting out in tech as a developer or a creative. So when I say developer or creative, I'll go ahead to explain what that means in the course of the podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about starting out in tech, but I'm going to be talking about that in segments. So firstly, I'm going to be laying down what it means to even be a tech person. Then again, I'll be talking about understanding your strengths, setting your goals, building your skills, and why networking is important as you're starting out in tech before I try to conclude. So basically, the tech industry is a vast industry and it is gradually becoming so much sought after, in the sense that sometime around 2012, I'm sure wherever you are, whatever you might have been doing then, you probably didn't know anything about being a programmer or something. So fast track to the beginning of this decade, it's becoming something that is widely sought after. A lot of persons want to pursue a career in the tech world. But then amidst all this, a lot of persons still find it difficult because they don't know how to navigate through or a roadmap to follow or how best to even make the most out of some of the available resources. So just sit tight. This is what we are going to be discussing in this podcast today. So basically, the importance of starting out in tech cannot be emphasized, because when you don't structure or understand why you are even venturing into tech, it makes it much more difficult for you to stand strong when the days of adversity would come. And trust me, the days of adversity will come, because the time, the phase where developers call it, or tech people call it, the hunting period, the time when you don't have a job and you actually want to gather industry experience with your skills, that phase is very, very daunting. And believe you me, if you do not know why you started, if you can't even remind yourself as to draw inspiration from why you started, you won't be able to last through that hunting phase. So it's very much important that you structure your career in tech. So basically, what I mean by starting out in tech and how important it is to understand why you are starting out in tech is this. There are a lot of skills out there. You could decide to be an affiliate marketer. You could decide to be a digital marketer. You could as well decide to be a crypto trader. But then you decided, amongst this plethora of choices to make, you decided to venture into tech. So the question is why? When you can answer your why question, it makes your start out in tech much more easier. So basically, I'll use myself as a personal example. I ventured into tech. Basically, the earliest why I had when I was venturing into tech is this. I ventured into tech because I felt like what I studied in school was not sufficient enough to put me on the pedestal I wanted in life. So a part of me, the liver-twist part of me, wanted more. So I started looking out for things that could probably be more intellectually interesting for me. And that's how I stumbled into tech, with the help of friends who told me about it and put me on it. That's how I found my way here. So now that is my why. I needed something that would add more value to my life. I needed something that goes beyond what I studied in college. So what is your why? If you can identify what your major propeller is, it will help you as you start out in tech. Now the next thing we're going to look at is how to actually choose your path in tech. That means understanding your strengths, identifying your skills and interests, and then using them to choose a field that suits you best. So again, I'll make a reference to myself as a personal example here, as a case study here. Basically, when I was starting out in tech, I heard of the tracks that exist. The front end, the back end, and the cloud engineering. I even heard about data analysts. I heard about UI UX designers. I heard about cybersecurity personnel and the plethora of them that exists out there. Now, I sat down and asked myself, do I really want to be a cybersecurity aspect of the tech thing? And the answer was no. I didn't want to be the guy doing cybersecurity. The next question I asked myself is, do you want to do cloud computing? I didn't have enough information to support whatever my choice was going to be at the time. So that made me to go researching and asking questions. And good thing, I had friends who had already ventured into tech. So I always take it upon myself to ask the right people the right questions. So I asked the right questions, and also did my research. And I found out that, yes, aside the fact that out of the blue, I didn't just like cybersecurity, it turned out that the things they do there, the ethical hacking, protection, and everything they do, it's not exactly resonating with what I'm going to do in tech. So it made sense that I didn't want to do that. Then, as being a cloud engineer, at the time, I had a very short scope of what it meant to be a cloud engineer. So that made me to entirely forget about cloud engineering. Then I was left with back-end and front-end. I ventured into front-end, and over time I finished up HTML, finished up CSS. I was just at JavaScript, and then I started doing the DOM manipulation of a thing, and I really focused on building websites and the UI part of the website. Now, it was in the process of doing this that I figured out, look, I didn't like the idea of playing around with colors. I was terrible with colors. I remember trying to do a particular project assignment, then I had to keep asking a lot of questions. Like, I finished the UI part, mixed, got the cool colors for my UI, but I had to ask, I think I asked up to 10%. So how do you see this color? What do you think? Is the color okay? That's because I wasn't sure of what I did with the color. I wasn't sure it was, when I sat down to look at the color, sometimes it would give off a comfortable color blend. Some other time it would look like I packed a lot of colors into the whole project. So I was just terrible at color, to say the least. That made me decide over time that, look, I don't think I should do this. So just when I was about to launch my way into React or Vue or Angular, as the case may be, I decided I wasn't going to do front end. Let me focus on back end. Then I looked into what it means to be a back end engineer. I understand you have to implement the business logic, create endpoints that you serve to the client side, that's the front end team. Control everything happening in the server side and make queries to the database. It seemed like something I wanted to do. In fact, it seemed like I was really doing programming. Because, of course, I liked the logic part of things. So I ventured into that. I started doing backend. And till today, or at the time when I'm dropping this podcast, I'm still a backend engineer. So what this means is that, what this little story should tell you is that you have to decide what your strengths are, what you love, what you can do, what would stand the test of time, what your love can withstand over time. Now, it's one thing to love something or have passion for something, and it's another thing for your love and passion for that thing to withstand the days of adversity. Remember how I made reference to the hunting days? Those days will definitely come. It happens in every developer or every tech person's career. Those days when things will get tough a little, will your love and passion for that thing be able to hold you? So these are the questions I asked myself, and then I made the conscious decision to become a backend developer, and I don't have a reason to regret it today. So you should also sit down, understand your strengths, identify your skills and interests. The truth is that if you're good with the logic side of things, the business logic side of things should go into the back end. If you are cool with creating the components and careful yet comfortable UI UX or color blending of things, you go into front end and by extension UI UX designing. But then if you prefer a situation where you just deal with servers and databases, you can also go into cloud engineering. So just relax and understand what your skill sets and what actually suits you best. The next thing I want to talk about as you start out your tech journey is setting your goals. The truth is, you have to define what your short-term and your long-term goals in tech are going to be. When you have a short-term goal, it means you are able to say, I want to become a tech person, or I want to become a front-end developer, and I'm setting out a one-year plan for myself to learn HTML, learn CSS, learn JavaScript, learn either React or Angular or Vue or Boot or either of the three. When you decide what you want to learn, that's like a short-term goal. And then you set a time for learning these things. You tell yourself something like, I'm going to learn this for roughly 6 to 1 year. I should be done with it. When you set this short-term goal, you then make an approximation of what a long-term goal will look like. You tell yourself, by the time it's 6 to 1 year, I should be done learning this. Before I start getting to a year plus, I'm already handling projects. By the time it's clocking 2 years, I'll start bidding for jobs. So what you've done in this situation now, in this example I gave, is you've set your short-term goals and you've seen how the short-term goals give you a projection of what your long-term goals will look like, what your career is going to look like. So it helps keep you on your toes, so you know that at each point in time, this is what you ought to be doing, because you have a time, you have a target you're supposed to meet. Another most important thing you need to understand as you're starting out in tech is that you need to build your skills. When I talk about building skill, it means whatever it is that made you choose a particular career path or a track inside the tech path. Let's say you choose front end, or you choose back end, or you choose cloud engineering. You then have to hone the skills. Notice how you're just starting out. When I mentioned the skills you're supposed to check very well whether you have them and whether they suit what you want to choose, it doesn't mean you already have a front-end developer skills. No. What it means is that you have some of the things that front-end development entails resonate with you. Things like you're cool with being creative and designing things, or knowing how the landing page of a website should look, and it won't be so colorful, there won't be any color riots, it will just be mature and have a nice outlook. Then that's just one part of it. The next part of it is you then have to hone the skills. Of course, as a front-end developer, you're not going there to drag and drop colors. You're going to code these things. You're really going to code them. So then that means the skills that will help you become good at color filtering, color balancing, and UI UX maintenance and all that, you have to hone that skill. For example, you need proper HTML skills. Is that the skeleton or the framework upon which every website is made? You have to understand your divs, understand how divs are used. You have to hone these skills. You have to understand how your divs work, understand where you need a H1, where you need an anchor tag. You now have to understand how the CSS plays out. If you don't have an understanding of CSS, if you don't build your CSS skills, you will find it difficult using every other framework that was built on CSS. You can't use Bootstrap. You can't even do with CSS 3, Tailwind, and any of those, because you don't have an understanding of what Bootstrap or of what CSS looks like. So you have to hone these skills. Then, by extension, you have to know the React part of it, because you have to be able to manipulate the DOM. Be able to get an element, get a HTML element by ID and all that. So you understand that despite loving being a color person, you still have to build these skills that are needed to actually become a full-fledged front-end developer. As I tend to round up, the path of being a techie or starting out as a techie that people seem to neglect is the networking part. Oftentimes, people forget that you don't do tech in isolation. Believe you me, no tech person ever survived in isolation. The reason is this: from the time you are learning, from your learning phase, you definitely need people. You need people to point you to the right resources that will teach you the right stuffs and do so with efficient time management. You also need people to refer you to jobs by the time you are at the job seeking phase. Lastly, you need a community. Tech exists in communities, or techies have to exist in communities, because these communities help you have a wider scope of your track. They help you understand and have a go-to place when you run into challenges. Trust me, as a learner, as a newbie, you're starting out your tech career, you're going to run into some little challenges that you end up laughing over in the next 2-3 years of your career. Imagine having an issue that only properly citing the hash in front of whatever class, whatever ID name you chose in your CSS can make you spend up to 3 days not figuring out why a particular ID in your HTML is not taking up the color or the background layout you're giving it. These are light issues, small issues that you'll get to laugh over in the next 2-3 years of your career. But at that time you're learning. If you don't have somebody or a group or a community where you can go and say, look, I'm trying to do this, I've done this, I've tried this, yet I keep getting this result, what am I doing wrong? When you don't have that group to go to, it becomes a problem. Now let's shift from the learning curve. At the point where you started, you've learned and you've started bidding for jobs, and you're looking out for people to take a chance on you, you also need people who have already made it in the industry to refer you to possible recruiters. Because you are a fresher, you need people to make recommendations for you. It's more like when you were entering the university as a secondary school leaver. Remember, your university asked you to bring some referral letter or letter of reference from through either a civil servant or a business person or somebody that has status in society. The idea is that when you have a reference letter from those persons, it makes things easier for you. This is what a network provides. Aside from giving you a community when you're learning, that community or the personal networks you've created also serve you when you are job hunting. These people can refer you. They can even refer you in their own company where they work already. There might be an opening for a front-end engineer and your friend is a back-end engineer. He quickly refers you and you host it for the interview. I've had cases where someone even had to stick their neck out for a friend and the interview was seamless and stress-free, and the person got the job. These are things networking does for you. Also, if you're looking to have a long-term impact in the community where you find yourself, you need networks of persons. You need to know people in your track. That will help you consolidate the information or the knowledge base you have. For example, it gives you an avenue to share knowledge with people. When you're discussing the impact of Dino, the new framework they are trying to use to probably upgrade Node.js and Express, you can see people to converse about, you can see people to rub minds over that. That's what networking creates. The need for network cannot be overemphasized. Lastly, you need to understand that irrespective of how I've tried to itemize what you need to start out as a tech person, when you do not have the grit, the persistence and the determination, you wouldn't be able to last long in tech. That is why I made mention of the why question when I started this podcast. You need to understand why you are starting out in tech, why you are taking this journey, so that when things get tough, you remind yourself. It would even help you to have somewhere a sticky note on any part of your house where you often look at it, or on your laptop where you always see the thing that reminds you why you're starting out in tech. Once again, I hope this helps you as a starter, as a newbie, or even as somebody who is already enjoying their tech career. Once again, my name is Godsent Michael, and I'm the host of this podcast series. Thank you very much for listening.